This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, we try out a new way of interviewing someone which will only happen when the artist doesn't want to talk on air. Like Marshmello, the DJ and producer who was on the show today. So we got him to type. Also, Chris gets his own back for something that happened when he was 8. Have so many people forgotten Mika? And I'm considering getting an item with all the benefits of having a cat, wagging tail, etc. But it's just a cushion. Arabella Arctic Monkeys on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Helena, who says, yes, waking up to Mills, feel like a student again. I'm having a well-earned lie-in. It's, it's nearly 1:15, Helena, but you obviously needed it.
Tune of the week.
BBC Radio 1.
Obviously, this is the breakfast show for a lot of students, so if you are just waking up,
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Still people like, freshest week's gone, but people are still acting like it's freshest week. So hello, if you've just woken up.
Well, you can make that mistake, can't you? You can do Freshers' Week, then roll over to the second week where you're meant to be doing, like, one or two lectures, and then the next week's quite full on, but you're still acting like you're in Freshers' Week, you know?
Yeah.
It happens to me. You do have to break the chain at some point and go to a lecture.
Yeah, it's like a rollover, but, like, it's done now. Do some work at some point. Yeah. Okay, Rita Ora coming up from the Teen Awards. What a great day yesterday. So many funny things happened, and I'm glad that we experienced them together.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
The Gemma Collins thing. I mean, we were on this other stage. We were on the C stage, which was kind of interviewing people in between the bands and the acts. So all I heard was people go, turn round, and just Gemma's on the floor. And I was like, what is going on?
Well, yeah, because we were staring towards a camera getting ready to do our bit. I thought someone had taken her out.
Yeah.
That was my first thought. Someone had stormed the stage and had taken Gemma Collins out, and I couldn't work out why.
Because a few minutes before, we were all chatting to her because she came into our dressing room backstage and I got this Insta story with her.
Just found Gemma. Hiya, babes.
Hey, honey.
Yes, we're about to do the Teen Awards. You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
All having a laugh and a joke there. And then, I mean, minutes later...
Oh, my God, so sorry about that. This is live. This is what happens.
Oh, I mean, she's reaching national treasure status now. The JC. And I saw her afterwards. She's like, Scott! Nobody told me you weren't supposed to move slightly to the right, baby.
Bless her, she was talking to everyone afterwards. She was being so cool and so nice about everything. And then my little cousin was at the Teen Awards yesterday, right? And I don't know why we thought this was a good idea, but she thought it'd be funny to fall over in front of her.
No.
And she did that. And bless, Jen was so concerned about her.
Oh.
It's like, you've just fallen down a massive hole.
Yeah, like a big, big hole. Minutes before, we were talking to her in the dressing room about the first time she was ever on Radio 1, which was on this show. Might have recorded it on my phone.
You ain't gonna believe it. Put Radio 1 on. Scott's talking about us like, oh my God, Mum, wake up! So we're like all coming around the house trying to find Radio. We got it on. It was the best day of my life.
Best day of my life, until now. Right, this is my new tune of the week. You're gonna like this. Have you heard it yet? New MK.
Yeah, this is such a tune.
Right, also did the Piece of Me track with Becky Hill. Was on Storm Queen's Look Right Through. That remix was former number one. All the festivals he's been doing over the summer. This is 17 by MK.
Tune of the week.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Ben, who says, you could not have picked a better song for Tune of the Week. I've got that real Monday feeling, but it's really picked me up. It does. This person says, went to see MK on Friday in Bristol. One of the greatest nights of my life. Absolute tune. Alex and Stoke says, just what I needed to sort my Monday blues mood right out. It is a weekend tune, but it sounds amazing, I think. Any day. That's MK and 17, my Tune of the Week.
And the great thing is, we'll hear it every day this week.
Yes, you will. But even on a Monday, for that to sound like, kind of want it to be Friday right now.
You know what? Every day up until the weekend, I love that song.
Yeah. MK is so good.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Today we have the incredible DJ and producer Marshmello on the show at 3:10. We did say this earlier last week, but we've been told that he doesn't talk at all. He doesn't want to talk on the radio. You will hear him talk at his DJ sets a little bit, but it's definitely a no from the radio. So we've worked out a way of doing this where he can just type it into a screen over there with you, Chris.
Yeah.
And we get one of those machines to read out what he's just typed. So I think it should go well.
I think it's the best way to do it because that way we will get an interview today.
Yeah, Marshmallow, that track Silence is doing so well with Khalid. He's going to be on the show just after 3 this afternoon. It'll be a very different interview, I think, because he will be just typing it out and he's got a marshmallow on his head.
This is BBC Radio 1.
So the Teen Awards started yesterday with Rita Ora walking through a corridor and then kind of like onto the stage and then appearing.
Mm.
She was in the room that we were in now, so this is what was happening. She's like, oh my God, babe, Scott, I'm just going to go out and sing now, okay? I'm like, okay, cool, cool. She's in the room with us. She's like, right, back in a minute, okay? I'm just going out now. Here I go.
Woke up with a fear this morning.
So weird.
But I can taste you on the tip of my tongue.
Scott Mills.
Thanks, Rita, for starting that routine in our actual room that we were in. That was weird, wasn't it? We were like, yeah. What's she doing? What's she doing? She's like, back in a sec. Woke up with a fear. That was, all right, she's actually on. Crazy.
She was, full on dress up as well.
As Grimmy described the outfit that she's wearing for that bit, Chavvy Sherlock Holmes, which actually is quite... I laughed out loud when I heard that. Very good description. Rita Ora from the Teen Awards on BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That is Raw Blood. Lights out on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott here. So, Chris, you were on a kids' TV show called Saturday Mashup on CBBC on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I actually got up to watch you.
Did you? Yeah, I saw some of your messages about halfway through.
Yeah. I didn't get up for the start. But
no,
yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But it was mad. It's so full on.
Why was there at one point there was a, what looked like a dinosaur head talking to you?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, that's Muriel or something. And I was like, oh, well, God, I'm just woken up. I can't get my head around this.
That's what I mean. It kind of goes from one thing to another thing to another thing to another thing so quickly.
Yeah. And like, there's people getting gunged, there's bands playing, there's a dinosaur talking to you. It's a lot to take in, isn't it?
Mm.
But you did finally get to put to rest something that's been kind of annoying you for a few years now, and something that we have mentioned on the show before.
Yeah, so when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I went on a show called Get Your Own Back, which I'm sure a lot of people will remember, and I wanted to gunge my barber just because he annoyed me and things like that.
Yeah, and this is the guy that literally cut your hair all the way through your childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, lives local to you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, Andy the Barber.
Yeah.
And we, it came to Saturday Mashup, and what I didn't realise, and apparently you were in on this as well to a small extent,
what
you got hold of some numbers.
Oh,
I wasn't aware, like, they asked me a couple of questions about it, I wasn't aware that this whole thing had been planned around my barber and me.
Yeah, so basically they came to me a couple of weeks ago like, hey, can we have Chris's mum's phone number? And I was like, yeah, she'll be able to sort you out with the barber,
etc. Don't hook people up with my mum's number, that's well weird.
Well, they just asked. They said, oh, we want to have a bit of fun with Chris on the show, so I just gave them your mum's number.
The long story cut short is I went on Get Your Own Back and my barber avoided the gunge.
Right, and this is years ago, right?
Years ago.
When you were 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I'd like you to pay attention to Chris's voice on this bit of audio here. This is Chris when he was 8 on Get Your Own Back.
I want to get my own back on Andy, my barber, who really makes my hair stand on end.
Wow.
Every
Good
time
joke.
It's the same. He starts by spiking my hair so I look like a hedgehog. He then sprays me with water until I'm soaking wet. I've tried beating him at his own game, but I rarely win. So, Dave, you're my last hope. Please get Andy out my hair and into your gunge tank.
Chris, is this one of his creations on the top of your head?
Afraid so.
That's DBP there.
Damn it. When were you...
What?
You sound posh.
Yeah, posh on.
You do sound posh.
Yeah.
When I met you, you were like...
Yeah, but I didn't meet you when I was 8.
No, but like I met you and you like you had... I mean, you were full on sportswear, the chain was on.
This was 8-year-old me. I pronounced my words like Harry Styles.
Hello. I just didn't realise...
My hair is wet.
Hello. I didn't realise that that you have... As a child, you sounded quite posh.
Well, what do you sound like a child?
Oh, rubbish.
In fact, I'd love to hear that. What you were like as a child. I'd like to hear various different people.
I came out of... I came out as a DJ, didn't I?
Oh, sorry.
You know, from day one. Oh, good morning, and...
That
was my first ever voice.
And...
My mum remembers me doing a time check and introducing a song for no reason.
Oh,
from
about
the age of 3.
So posh 8-year-old me.
Yeah.
Posh voice.
Yes. So you lost.
I lost on the show.
But... and this is what you're annoyed about, you didn't really lose, did you?
Well, the injustice is that, no, I didn't really lose. He, Dave Penson Fitz, and this is honestly the truth if you're hearing this for the first time, you probably aren't, but he miscounted the petals that I knocked off on this game involving... had to fire tennis balls at a giant flower.
Right.
Dave Benson Phillips miscounted the amount of petals that fell off. I put it on YouTube. It's all there to be seen.
Count well, Chris of the Yellows has scored 270 points, but the winner with 280 points is Nazia on the blocks!
Now, that was a miscount, and that meant that you lost.
I lost. It means my barber avoided the gunge.
Right. But after years and years, this weekend, just gone, you finally get to get your own back.
Amazing. What a surprise.
Because the presenter, he did miscount, and you shouldn't have lost that. So you got to gunge the barber. Classic Saturday morning TV.
So we've got a little bit of a surprise for you. Please welcome Andy the Barber! Now you can finally...
This is it, because you avoided the gunge. You should have been gunged, you know that.
So you can finally get your own back.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Thank you so much.
Right at the moment.
Yeah? Okay, all right, it's time
to do it. Now.
Both hands are very heavy.
I'm ready.
Very, very heavy.
Okay.
In three, two, one, get your own back!
Oh, that must have felt good.
What
he got
a moment.
Covered, absolutely
Mate,
covered.
What a moment.
Yeah.
Justice is served.
How was Andy the Barber after? He was all right?
He was lovely. We had to get the train back.
Remember last week, did you, together?
Yeah, together, yeah, post-gunge.
Remember last week, you were struggling to find prizes to give away because every guest on that show has to bring a prize. So, like, last week, it was like Nadine Coyle was like, I got you a signed picture of myself.
It's always a signed thing.
But you didn't have anything. And no. Radio 1, let's be honest, they weren't being that helpful.
No.
The prizes that you gave away on Saturday were, wow. Wow. More on this in a second. Such a tune, Camel Fat and Cola on BBC Radio 1. So last week, if you've listened to the show last week, Chris was prizeless. Had to go on CBBC, absolutely nothing to give away. So we decided to take it into our own hands and we took one of the pictures off the wall.
Yeah.
Of one of the old DJ pictures, which is like all of the DJs together. But it was from 2004.
I'm going to bring it back to the studio. It's all fine. So the 2004 staff picture, I've just lifted it off the wall, mate. I'm going to come back.
Yep.
Thing is, if I can go in a way which avoids the management.
Okay. So you did avoid the management, but we forgot to consider that they do actually listen to the radio. And they quickly put a stop to us giving away the 2004 staff picture that has now been replaced back on the wall. So Chris is on TV on Saturday morning live. On CBBC, here's what he had to give away instead.
Chris Stark, what have you got? Because you've been talking about this on radio all week.
Well, Yasmin,
no pressure.
I think we're all going to agree we've got the best prizes here from Radio 1.
Yeah.
We've got a T-shirt here ahead of the
lovely
Teen Awards tomorrow. Look at that, Yasmin.
Oh.
Look at that T-shirt.
Yeah,
wow.
Big
yes,
one on it.
Yeah, look at that. And a poster.
I love that.
About the Teen Awards.
Are you going to sign it? Yes, you are.
I can sign
you
it. Can, yeah.
You're going to.
Yasmin's obsessed with having signed.
Oh, it's a poster.
It's a poster. Is it signed? Yes, Yasmin. Amazing! It's been signed!
That's a very flattering impression there.
You did sound very enthusiastic about the prize, though. In what... I mean, what actually was it, if you break it down? A poster?
In all honesty, guys, it was so rubbish. It was a T-shirt, like, I think Teen Awards T-shirt. It just said Ready One Teen Awards, right. Which is actually... That was all right. And then just a poster. It wasn't signed by anyone.
A poster of what?
Like the lineup from the Teen Awards.
Wow.
And that's why I was giving away.
Yeah.
I had visions. I said to
Is it signed though?
I didn't even sign it.
Sign it!
I said to the lady before, I was like, I do have to warn you, my prize is genuinely awful.
Yeah.
This is all I could get from Radio 1. And so I offered to throw some money in as well. Like, I was just like, I'll put 20 quid in. Maybe that will, like, make it less rubbish. But they said I couldn't do that.
And £20? You can't just offer money.
No, I was like... So I could say, Chris from Radio 1's bought a T-shirt, a poster from the Teen Awards and 20 quid.
And here's your pocket money.
What would you have done?
Just tried to get something better.
Dreadful prize. But I think I sounded enthusiastic about it.
You did. But then you did tweet, worst prize in the history of CBBC, about to be given away.
Do you know, because I made the mistake of looking on Twitter and everyone was saying that was a terrible prize, Chris.
Even Hacker T-Dog decided to slag it off. Now, I enjoy Hacker T-Dog because I don't know if you've seen him on CBBC. It is. It's a dog that talks. But he can sash you with one put down or just one comment. So here's what he thought of the prize.
Yasmin.
What, mate?
I've got something that you might like.
What's that?
It's this mite I dug out from behind my ear this morning. Shall I pop it on the table?
No, thank you.
Look at that. Sniff it.
Better than Chris's prize. I also really enjoy his slight sass on Twitter. Here's me with Chris Stark. Who knew that he just puts up with Scott Mills for the purpose of gainful employment? I knew all along.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. Bangers coming up at 2:40. This person says, when is Marshmello on, please? I love his music. How's it going to work, seeing as he doesn't speak? So we've got one of these text-to-speech things set up with Chris in control of it. So if you... What he needs to do is just type in the box on the screen in front of him and the machine will speak his answer. That's the only way we can think of really doing this. That's going to be at 3:10. He's got a Marshmello for a head.
Thing is, we will have to deal with him typing.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah,
it's going to be a different kind of interview, but we'll get the most out of him. 3:10 this afternoon on Radio 1. So many questions from last night's X Factor, which is the first one I've watched of this year.
Is it?
Yep, I've managed to avoid it so far.
Did you notice...
Nothing's really much changed.
Well, did you notice more than ever how they sort of crowbar brands in?
Yeah.
And they try and get away with it by doing it as like part of a routine, but it's really obvious.
Hang on a minute, let me just eat these crisps.
Yes, At one point they hand a phone to one of them as... Here's a Marie mobile phone in case you need to call Sharon. Yeah. Like as if you would.
Oh, I didn't notice they dropped that massive brand name in there.
Oh, look, I'm just printing my pictures from my whatever phone.
So many questions from people on social media last night during the show. Simon appeared to be wearing flares straight out of the 70s, and like, everyone was like, "Who is Louis's assistant?" So this is the moment when Louis announced who was helping him to make the decisions at judges' houses.
Also, I do have a guest judge. This person sold 10 million copies with their first album. It was number one in 10 countries. He is a great songwriter.
Who's it going to be?
I am really excited and I'm really happy to introduce you to... Mika! Oh,
great.
Hey guys.
So here we are.
Hey, thank you for having me, really.
I'm
really
delighted you're here.
No, I was quite surprised, just from looking back in tweets and Instas last night, how many people didn't know who Mika was. Huge in France.
Mm. The build up to that as well, it makes it sound like it's going to be someone massive. And then he says he, doesn't he?
Yeah, but you can see all the contestants. When he goes, Mika, you can see them all going,
hey.
But they're all quite young. They're like, what? Okay.
Although that big Mika song wasn't that old, no, Scott. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making
me try? I try to be like Chris Kelly. I mean, I was fully supportive of this. Fully supportive of this at the time.
So I tried. It's 2007, this year.
Oh, is it? I've got an entity. I could be down, I could be gay, I could be whatever the words are.
Okay, good.
So that's Mika. You ain't going to France without hearing any Mika music on the radio. And he's a judge on The Voice, I think, in France, and he does judging on X Factor in Italy.
But it's one of those situations in Europe, like massive, massive, massive.
Yeah.
You forget Mika here.
Was big here, but yeah. I know how he feels. This happened to me, similar thing, when I was asked to go on judges' houses on Serbian X Factor. So the equivalent of Louis Walsh walks out. And he's the main judge, and we're like at this big villa, and he's like, I'd like to introduce you to somebody from BBC Radio 1, who's one of my greatest friends. Please welcome Scott Mills. And I walk out in sunglasses, a bit like, you know, like Cheryl Wood, or only I'm me.
Or Mika.
Or Mika.
But this is mad. Sorry, I think lots of people might not know that you even did this.
Yeah.
You were the Mika in Serbian X Factor.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 years ago. But obviously nobody, not one person knows me in Serbia. So it didn't really have the effect required. Actually, we made a little documentary about it at the time. So here's me ready to go on and surprise the girls in the girls category.
I'm about to make my first appearance.
Sunglasses on. They're about to announce me. Here he is, Scott Mills. Actually, two people clapping.
Not as much cheering as I'd hoped. Also,
Having had no direction on how this scene was supposed to go, I had to make up what I was saying on the spot and panicked.
It went quite well. I managed to tell them that maybe I would play their song in the UK.
Yeah, I did say that. So I was like, hey, girls, I'm going to make you a star back in the UK. And they were like, who are you?
You didn't.
No, I didn't. No, didn't play. Maddie's been on, Kaylee's been on, they're both 19, they know who Mika is. They're like, where have these people been living?
BBC Radio 1.
Just another Teen Awards flashback to yesterday, when we were put in a room and it said Scott and Chris written on it, just in, like, marker pen, didn't it? Bit shoddy. But fine, like, you know, we don't need that life, we don't need a big star on the door.
No, it was, like, mad to have a dressing room this year, actually.
Mad. So, we go out and we do a bit of rehearsing at Teen Awards. We come back and we're like, hang on a second. I'm sure this was the dressing room we were in. Genuinely confused, walking up and down the corridor a couple of times going, where's it gone? Mm. When we left, our name was on one of these doors and now it's not there. Someone had replaced it with a Rita Ora star.
Like right over the top of it. We discovered it. We were like, I think it's this room. And sure enough, just whacked a star over the top of it.
Basically hijacked our room.
Fair enough.
She was like the main presenter. There was one point where I was like, am I allowed to go in there? She's like, no, Rita's just changing her pants, so if you can give it 5 minutes. Holly in Cambridge says, Beyonce sounds well bored in this.
It's true. That is true. Some of the ad-libs are just like,
Probably, I reckon that took her, I'm saying tops, 10 minutes. Tops.
Do you think in a studio or just recorded on the move in some kind of transportation?
No, just on voice notes on her phone.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That was Mi Gente on Radio 1. Okay, Finders Keepers is coming up. Also, I've got Bastille and I've got Niall coming up. And after three, our guest is Marshmello, incredible DJ, talented producer, sold out show at the weekend in London, and he's got a marshmallow for a head and doesn't talk. Could be an interesting
one. Yeah, you're so right there. There's so many positives with someone. There's always going to be something that is difficult.
Doesn't talk on the radio.
Doesn't talk.
In half an hour, that's happening. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in a little village called Axel, which is near Stoke on Trent.
Okay, now I understand from what I'm hearing that you're not happy with the current state of bangers at this time on Radio 1.
No,
go
I'm
on.
Not.
What's going on, Sam?
Me and the lads were at work probably last week or the week before, and Chris chose an absolute banger with Tenacious D in tribute.
Yeah.
And it didn't get picked.
It totally depends on the caller, though, and what their music taste is, you know?
Our personal preference, we were like, whoa, that's a banger, and it didn't get picked.
Do you know who else is really saying the same thing to me, but in kind of on my side? Guess who came up to me at the Teen Awards yesterday?
Go on.
Liam Payne's dad. Big Jeff Payne. Still listens every day. He's like, I'll tell you what, Scott. I do not understand how you lost out to Piano by Eric Prydz. One of my all-time favourite songs.
Oh, yeah, but that's when I had to go big on a Friday. Do you know what? The last couple of weeks, Scott has been smashing it on bangers. I've lost some... do you know what annoys me, Sam? I've lost with some massive, massive songs, but it sounds to me that you often pick me, so hopefully today... Yeah. I can start clawing this back.
Well, let's put it this way. Don't disappoint us, because there's four lads sat here right around the radio waiting to hear what you got.
All right, Sam, mate. Pressure. What have you got first, Chris?
All right, Sam, I hope you like this one. This is my banger choice today.
Nice.
I hope the lads like this one too. This is the Automatic Monster.
Oh.
Don't be like that.
Hey, banger, Alex.
Yeah.
It is, actually.
Banger.
Okay, if you didn't want to go in that direction, I've got somebody else who's not done anything for a while. Yeah.
Oh, Lahoo!
Stop it, that's a person.
Four.
Wow.
Stop it.
Wow. It's not actually a hard choice, this one, is it, actually?
Yeah, I know what you're going to go for.
Chris is going to have to be you, mate.
Yes, I knew it! various messages from people going, whatever happened to the shouty man from the Automatic, the one in the background going, ah, ah, ah. Well, he, I can tell you actually, he went on to become part of the entourage for the X Factor's Only the Young, where he would shout Only the Young in all sorts of random places, normally in the X Factor studio.
OK, it's time for the results.
There he is. That's what he'd went on to do after leaving the Automatic.
The final act, definitely safe and returning next week.
Just can't help himself.
Yeah.
Gone quiet of late. Prob's got a sore voice.
Ironic. A few people saying that you should have been chosen, of course. One message here from anonymous texter. Feel a bit mugged off there, boys. How can anyone not pick Robin? It's a mystery.
Not Robin, it was LaRue. Also, someone's called LaRue a novelty one-hit wonder. What about In for the Kill, please? That was a good tune. Hmm. Jason from Middlesbrough's been on saying, about your guest, Marshmallow, if he can't speak, why does he have a microphone in the picture you just tweeted? Okay, right, so he does speak at some of his gigs. We had some people on last week saying, well, he spoke at Creamfield. He speaks a bit on the mic, but he does not want to do a radio interview.
We offered him the mic. I mean, the mic's there if he wanted to talk. Otherwise, yeah, we can just pick up some body noises or whatever.
Yeah, so he's going to do some typing, and then we will get a machine to read out what he's just typed at about 3:10. Honestly, it's going to sound amazing. Stick with me, trust me.
One!
Get this thing I sent you yesterday, Chris. I'm thinking of getting one. I've been thinking for a while about getting a pet, but I don't know whether I could deal with the maintenance of that day to day. But if you really want a pet, or you think, well, maybe it's not for me, I'm not in enough, or you're not allowed where you live, or maybe you're allergic, there's this new thing called Qubu. Have you heard about this?
Qubu. What's this then? Tamagotchi? Right.
So if you still want cat snuggles, but like you live in a pet-free flat or house or something, it's basically a toy with a wagging tail.
What?
But you don't have to clean up its mess or anything, but like the tail wags like a normal cat, but it's just a cushion with a wagging tail.
It's normally dogs with wagging tails, isn't it?
It looks a bit weird if you're on your sofa, but it's like it's kind of oddly therapeutic. And when you pat it, it gives you kind of different vibrations to make it feel like it's an actual cat, but it's got no head.
So is it basically like a cushion?
It's a cushion with a wagging tail.
Yeah. All right, got ya.
Look up Qubu, please. Gives you different tail wags and vibrations. Feels just like a real cat. They study the movement of animal tails, so it's pretty much as near as you're going to get to the real thing. One. Okay, One Republic and Ed Sheeran coming up. Hello, if you just finished school for the day, or maybe you're out work early at Scott Mills on Radio 1, welcome back to Radio 1. Big guest for you this week on the show. Charlie Puth is here with us on Thursday. And coming next, that massive song, Silence. DJ and producer that doesn't want to speak on the radio, Marshmallow, next.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. His track Silence with Khalid has been one of our tunes of the week. It's a man that definitely stands out from the crowd because his head is a marshmallow. Please welcome to Radio 1, Marshmallow. Now, Chris, obviously, he's in the studio with us. Mm. Massive marshmallow head, which I believe looks like plastic to me.
It looks expensive.
It's well made. Now, when we were told you were coming in, Marshmallow, we were told that you wouldn't talk on air, but I still obviously really wanted you to be on because we think you're amazing. We played the tune of the week, and it's a huge track. So this interview is going to be a little different to others today. We've got one of those text-to-speech things set up with Chris in control over there. You got it there, Chris?
I've got it here, yeah.
So if you could just type in the box on the screen that you can see in front of you, and the machine will speak your answer out. You good?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, thank you. Now, Chris, you've got various different voices and that over there, so you can just choose what you want.
Yeah, we can. Well, we can choose any different languages if we want.
Okay, so Marshmallow, as a travelling DJ, how annoying is it to have to go through customs because of your marshmallow head? Play a bit of music here, maybe too, because it sounds a bit quiet otherwise. So.
It definitely gets difficult, but we always find a way to go through smoothly.
but don't they tell you to take it off?
Typo.
Yeah,
all right, I'll switch the voice up a little bit next one. We'll have a little bit of fun with it. Let's go US Tracy.
Okay.
No, we always find a way.
Okay.
Good.
Not really budging much on that question. Okay, change the voice again.
Can I ask a question, please? What is the most awkward situation for you when you have a marshmallow head? What is the trickiest situation you have found yourself in?
Definitely security issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. It makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
Also, how do you cope with having only one facial expression? I mean, it's nice because you are smiling, but I mean, that is good, but like, it's the same face the whole time.
Always happy, always positive.
This is just ridiculous. But great.
You know, when you work with Khalid, what was his first reaction? Because obviously you're spending a lot of time together and got a marshmallow on your head, mate.
We have such a good time together. He loves the helmet.
Sure. It's interesting to hear.
Yeah, well, don't we all? I'm loving it too. Marshmallow, we're going to play your track now on BBC Radio 1. It's called Silence. Would you like to introduce it for us, please?
Voice do you want? I've got Dutch
marshmallow. Yeah, Dutch. Yes,
on this
Dutch
one.
Sound good, yeah.
Hey Marshmallow, and this is my track Silence with Khalid on BBC Radio 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here it is. I found peace in your vibes. Can you show me there's no point in trying? I'm out of line, and I've been quiet for so long. That was Silence by Marshmallow and Khalid on BBC Radio 1. And Marshmallow is with us today.
Yes.
Next voice, I'm going to go for a bit of a Spanish thing.
If it gets to it where you really, like, fancy somebody and you go in for a kiss, do they have to kiss the marshmallow?
Yes. Or wait.
What's
that voice?
Who's
that?
My favourite so far, that's Spanish that? Diego.
Okay. I know you played Brixton on Saturday night. Obviously, that's there's a huge crowd in there, but does it get a bit hot?
Extremely hot, but it's completely worth it.
You know, what was that?
Sorry, I put the speed down a bit. I might have to speed it up a bit.
Sorry,
Spanish, yeah. I'm going to move to a different.
It's too
voice.
Slow now.
I'm going to go for French Emmanuel for the next one.
Marshmallow, you must be well excited about your track with Selena Gomez, which is happening Wednesday. I've just been told this. What's she like?
Whilst you're typing, can I also ask, does she have any funny habits?
Okay, let him answer one at a time. I'm jumping ahead.
I just thought whilst he's typing, he can.
She's amazing and she absolutely killed it on the track. Very excited for the song to come out. It's been a long time in the making.
Right. French Emmanuel's hard to understand.
Yes, can we have that in English?
Just I'll go Celine.
Okay,
this one.
Celine.
Yes, she is amazing and she absolutely killed it on the track. Very excited for the song to come out. It's been a long time in the making. And not too many funny habits. She's just an amazing person.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
That's really nice.
I've got some questions about tour life. Obviously, being you're such a superstar now, what kind of goes on the rider for someone with a marshmallow head?
Mm. Must be quite a specific rider.
Definitely no graham crackers and chocolate. The ingredient for a s'more.
A s'more?
Oh, I know s'mores.
Yeah. S'more. What's a s'more then? He's going again.
Okay. I'll let him explain for you. Marshmallow explaining what a s'more is here.
Graham cracker, chocolate and marshmallow.
Got you.
Got you. You ever have to polish that helmet? Because it's quite shiny.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, I could tell that. Like, there's no like finger marks on it or anything. Mm. One more question. Do you ever get bored of radio presenters just asking you about your helmet? Because it's just, you've got a marshmallow head, mate. I mean, people need to get over it.
Mm. sometimes. Yeah. It's always a great time, though.
Yeah, and it is a good conversation starter, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You're very good at typing. I guess you have to be. Don't speak.
Thanks.
Can I just say, Marshmallow, this has been one of my favourite interviews in my career so far, because it's just different, so thank you very much. So good at typing.
Mm.
I would have to say the exact same.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
It has been.
And come back and speak to us soon, please. Thank you very much. Marshmallow, thank you.
Scott Mills.
People so impressed by the fast typing skills of Marshmallow there. It was pretty impressive. Best interview I've ever heard on radio, says Reefer. Hugh Stevens just popped in. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, Scott.
Right, he's just shown me a video of Marshmallow at Reading Festival, was it?
Yeah, he headlined the dance stage on Sunday night.
We need to go, Chris. It looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Well, I mean, the helmet really shines, doesn't
it?
Shines
going
through.
People are mad for it, for the EDM version of Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, Bon Jovi went down a storm at Reading. It was incredible. It was the best thing I saw all weekend.
Was it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
We need to go.
And you see everything.
Well, it was incredible.
I know.
That's why I loved his interview with you earlier.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. Won't speak to us. He said he might speak in future, but I thought that went well.
This
I liked
is
it.
BBC Radio 1.
Back tomorrow from 1. Get this show on the move by listening on the BBC iPlayer radio app.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.